with the association with Father Martin, was there anything that ever scared him, John?
The one thing that always sticks in my mind, and it was one of the very, very last times I was around him, and I was questioning, and I had asked him a little bit about the situation that took place in Africa, where he was doing an exorcism, and he would go in and start talking about what transpired there, and he stopped. He would just stop, and he never actually finished going into the whole thing. And I remember afterwards we were standing there having coffee, and I said to him, I said, why didn't you finish the story? And he just turned and he looked at me, he put the little smile on, and he goes, that was one of the situations, he said, that really, really got to me. He says, I've seen it. I've seen what it can do. And he says, I don't even want to give it that much recognition. And at the time, I really didn't give it too much thought. I was kind of complexed by his response to me. But then as time went on and I realized some of the things, I said, now I know what he meant. I knew exactly what he meant. And it just made so much sense that you just come up against these certain exorcisms, these certain individuals that are truly possessed, and it will alter you. And thinking about it and confronting it, so to speak, again, down the road, it's a difficult thing to do.
Did he ever think that evil was out to get him?
Well, there were different things in conversations, I could say, that he relayed things that I could relate to today, where once you get involved with this, you could never turn back. And it will always seek you out and try to do everything it can within its power to stop individuals from being able to help people, to free them from this. So to say yes, yes.
There were always those who suspected something strange about his death. I don't know why. I do believe it was, a heart attack. But they just feel as if it wasn't supposed to be. And I'm wondering, John, if the dabbling in what he did, as holy as he was and as spiritual as he was, I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
Well, George, the same thing on my end, intermingling with people that knew him, people that were around him. Yes, I've heard the same thing. So, you know, you have to look at the big picture. Was it something on a paranormal level? Was there something, you know, mysterious that took place behind the scenes? Sometimes we never actually know the truth that actually transpires in this with people that are very, very well known or famous. You always come up against some of these different things.
I mean, could evil, for example, be so powerful, and it, you know, obviously it would have keyed in on him just because of his notoriety and his strength. I just have always wondered if it would go after an individual like that.
Yes, George. This is very, very common with exorcists that I've worked with over the years. It takes a toll on them. It can affect their health. It can really, really play a number on their psychological mind, if you will, and it can torment them. And can things occur where it's going to retaliate against the exorcist, regardless of their belief system or their religious beliefs? Yes. And there's been several of them over the years that were, you know, fantastic exorcists, if you will, and they ended up paying the price. Normally, the biggest way that affects these individuals is, per se, their health and their mental stability. I mean, don't get me wrong. We do know when people, you know, get up there in age, their health and different things you know, these are logical things. But
when you get older, you generally get weaker, maybe yes. you're more vulnerable then to some of these outside forces.
You can be. You very well can be. A good example of strength and belief in, you know, the power of good is Bishop McKenna. This gentleman is, you know, 80 years old. I've just spoke to him this past week. He's a very strong, very powerful person. Today, Bishop no longer does exorcisms. But still, you know, we intermingle. I still talk to him. I consult with him. You know, after 25 years of being around him, he's been very influential with helping me to understand different things.
If he started up to do exorcisms again, would it break him down, in your opinion?
I don't know, George. To be honest with you, I want to say no, because he's just one of those very, very spiritual people. I want to say no, but I realize, you know, wear and tear does take its toll on individuals. The human body can only, you know, sustain so much. But he's one person. I want to say, you know, I could see him standing there right up to, you know, his very, very last breath and still fighting back to help an individual.
How many exorcisms do you think he performed?
Oh boy.
His career.
I wouldn't even know, but I would say,
I guess you could say a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, cases that I've intermingled with him, I'd say my involvement per se with him, I'd say would go into the hundreds. Other researchers where I've intermingled with Bishop, that would go into the hundreds. And then just different exorcisms I would hear him talk about that he would do in other locations or with other people. So I would basically say it's up there. To give you a figure, I really wouldn't even be able to say.
Did he ever relate any incredible stories to you?
No. No. Situations, yes. But he is the type of person, and I'm a very nosy person, and I'll push. You know, I don't care. You know, if I want to know something, I'll ask him.
Yeah.
There's no harm in that. And his response always was, John, don't give it so much recognition. He says, we know these things. We know how they operate. And he would always let it go at that.